Hello.
This is a confirmation call from Lee Bay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, yes.
Hi, madam. Thanks for being connected from eBay. My name is Ryan, dear. How are you doing today?
Not too badly, thanks.
Okay. Madam, we have just received the notification. It's a $299 purchase Google Pay gift card from this eBay account. All right. So that's why you're getting the call, because we have confirmed the call to you. You want to cancel your order right now and block this payment. Or you want to continue this order, madam?
Sorry, what was that?
It's a Google Play gift card, madam. All right. Okay.
What is it that I've got?
It's a gift card, madam, like a plastic card. All right. And order this kind of card at the moment from eBay account. All right. So that's why.
Look, I haven't received anything.
Okay, that means, madam, somebody using your details at the moment, all right, and they will be ordered this kind of gift card without your any prime knowledge and without your any authorization, madam. They will be purchase a gift card at the moment and using your all of details, all right. So don't need to worry, madam. We're just to cancel everything, all right, and refund the money back to you, madam. And first of all, confirm me, madam, did you know that now, did you show your any kind of identification, anybody to anyone else, madam? Like any family member, friends, anything like that, dear?
Yeah, I believe so. I've been hacked before.
Yes, I understand that.
I've got a new card, though. After I was hacked, I got a new card.
Okay, no worries, madam. We're just helping to do that right now. First of all, just put my call on a loudspeaker mode, all right? Then we are just to cancel everything and refund the money. So put my call on loudspeaker, all right?
Yeah, I'll put it on loudspeaker.
Yeah, very good. Do you using, madam, is it an Android mobile phone or is it an Apple iPhone, madam? What device?
Madam?
Did you using, is it an Android mobile phone or is it an Apple iPhone, madam?
No, I'm just using a Samsung.
Is it a Samsung? Okay, no problem. So just come back to your normal home screen, madam, all right, and just open up the Play Store application on your mobile phone, all right. Do you know how to do that?
Oh, I'm trying.
Okay, madam, very good. No problem. And if you're facing any problem, you have to just ask me, all right. I'm going to guide you on
your
phone. Okay.
You've got to find Play Store app.
Very good. Very good. On your Play Store, madam, on the top, can you see that now? It's a long...
I haven't found it yet.
Yes.
I might be able to see.
Okay. Once you open the Play Store, madam, you get to see that now. Top of your screen, can you see that now? Search for app and games over there.
Right. I'm just trying to open it now.
Okay. Have you opened it now?
Yeah, it's coming up. Yes.
Okay, very good. Okay, once you open the application, you get to see that now on the bottom, long search panel over there on the top. It's written like search for app and games. Can you see that now, madam?
Yeah,
just tap on that now and just type over there, A as in Australia, A.
Sorry?
Just type over there letter A, A as in Australia, A.
A, yes.
Then
now A for Australia.
Yes, A for Australia. Then N. N as in Nancy, N.
Right.
Then Y. Y as in yellow color, Y.
Yeah, and is that desk?
Yes, any desk. All right. And just click
right.
On. Yes, can you see that now? Any desk, remote, desktop, software application over there?
Yeah, tap on that.
Yeah, just tap on that now. Any desk?
opened AnyDesk app.
Yeah, just open the AnyDesk app.
Yeah.
And after that, you get to see that now any 9-digit cancellation ID, madam?
Pardon?
Once you open the application, after that, what can you see, madam?
AnyDesk remote desktop.
Yes, just click on that now, remote desktop software, all right? And
open
click on
it.
Yes. And after that, madam, you get to see that now, any small box about jurisdiction like a install, right? Just tap on install. Can you see
it's
any install?
For controlling this device remotely, a plugin is required.
No,
would you like to...
You're going the wrong way, madam. Once you click on that now, any desk, remote desktop, you get to see that now install option.
Any desk?
Yes. Any desk, remote desktop. All right. And can you see install?
Sorry, any desk what? What's that?
Any desk, remote desktop software.
Remote desktop.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, just click on that now.
Yeah, I'm just going to get back to it.
Yes, very good, madam. You get to see that now. Any desk, remote desktop, just click on that now. All right.
I'm having trouble.
Okay, no problem, madam. Take your time.
And tap on any desk.
No, do not tap on any desk, madam. You have to just tap on that now. Any desk, remote desktop software. All right.
Any desk, yeah. Now, open.
Yes. Can you see that now? Any desk, remote desktop software?
Yeah, it was nice and great.
Yeah, just confirm me your remote address. Just tell me your number.
915-783-537.
Madam, I'm not a machine, madam, all right? Just tell me the number slowly, slowly, all right? Tell me the number.
You want me to type that in?
No. You get to see that now, cancellation ID, your address. Just tell me the address, 915 after that. Can you hear me, madam?
Yes.
Okay, you get to see that now, your address, right?
Remote address, yeah.
Yes, just tell me the address slowly, slowly.
My address?
No. You get to see that now, number, 9-digit number over there, right? Is that
915.
Yes, after that.
915-783-537.
I'm just telling you the number. It's a 915-783-783, then 537. Right, madam?
That's right. Yeah, got
okay.
That.
And below that number, madam, can you see that now, any option? It's written like set password. Can you see that now? Set password.
No, it's remote address.
Okay. You can't see that now, any option over there like set password over there?
No, it's just got remote address and that's all, and then an arrow.
Oh, okay. And so, madam, we are just sending the security warning from your device at the moment, madam. All right. And you get to see that now, our security warning came up because we just simply canceled this order. So that's why it's starting the security because you know that now, madam, all of your hacker will be accessing your information. So that's why we're just starting the security at the moment. All right. So that's why. You get to see that now security warning came up from your device. All right. And once you see the security warning, you get to see that now. Are you aware of this risk or I trust this call? Just click on that now. I trust this call. All right. So just look on your mobile screen. You get to see that now any option like I trust this call, anything like that.
Sorry, what was that?
Just hold on. So first of all, just look on your mobile screen right now, left hand side top corner. Can you see that now? Any three arrow over there?
I've got an arrow, yes.
Yeah, just click on that now, three arrow. All right.
Yeah.
Just hold on, madam. once you click on that, now three arrow, can you see that now, madam? It's a look like settings, right? Just click on settings.
Now it's coming up invalid destination address.
No. I'm just telling you. You have to just click on back. Just click on back again.
Yeah.
Can you see that now? Your address, right?
And remote address. Yeah.
Yes. And below that now, like any option like set password, anything like that.
No.
Okay. And
it's just got remote address.
Yes. And just look on your mobile phone. It's a left hand side top corner. Can you see that now? Three lines. Like three.
Yeah, the three lines. Yeah.
Yes. Just tap on
the
that.
Three lines.
Yeah. Just tap on that now. Three lines. Then after that, after that you get to see that now. Season recording, download settings. Can you see that now? Settings. Third
yeah,
one.
Settings.
Yeah. Just click on that now. Settings. And once you click on that now, settings, madam, you get to see that now. ZenRL, security, privacy. Can you see that now?
Privacy, yes.
Yeah, just click on that now, security.
Alright, right.
One. When once you click on security, madam, you get to see that now, security page came up, right? So you have to simply scroll down the page. Just simply scroll down the page and you get to see that now, permission profile. Alright? Just simply scroll down the page. Or you get to see that now, madam, permission profile. Alright? Just scroll down the page.
Privacy profile, was it?
Yes, it's a, like a permission profile. Sorry, permission profile. Just scroll down
permission
the page.
Permission profile, yeah.
Yes. And once you click on, yes. After that, you get to see that now, four options like default, screen, full access. You have to just click on that now, unintended access, all right? Last
click one. On which one?
Unintended access, madam, unintended access, all right?
Yeah, okay, tapped on that.
Yes, and after that, madam, you get to see that now, it's a permission profile came up, right? And can you see that now, madam, it's a enable unintended access, it's a little small check boxes. Just click on that now, little small check boxes. Alright. And
the enable unattended access on that one.
Yes, this one. Enable unattended access. Alright.
Yeah.
And after that you get to see that now set password. Alright. And you do not tell me the password anybody to anyone else, madam. Alright. And put the password and all passwords should be a lowercase. Alright. Is it a small letter? Put the password A as in Apple A. A as in Apple A.
Yeah.
Then M as in Mary M.
Right.
Then Z as in Zebra Z.
Right.
Then T as in Telstar T.
Who was it?
T as in Telstar, T as in Team, T as in Tango, T.
Yeah.
Then 654.
654.
Then
201.
Yes. And can you see that now, madam? Okay option. Just click on okay. Yes.
Right.
And after that, you get to see that now. Any option came up like start now, anything like that.
Come up security warning.
No. I think you mistake. Okay, just click on again, madam. Click on again, like enable unattended access. Click on again. And once you click on again, you get to see that now set password again came up, right? Just erase the password and make it empty the panel. All
right? Right. Okay. I'm back to set the password.
Yes. And just put the password and all password should be a lowercase. All right? Do not making any mistake. Alright, put the password E as in elephant E.
Right.
Then S as in Sam S.
Right.
Then M as in mother, M.
Right.
Then R as in Roger, R.
Okay, yep.
Then 654.
654.
321.
321.
Yes, and just click on OK, madam. Can you see that now? Two suggestions.
Yep.
Like cancel and OK.
Okay.
Yeah. Just click on OK. And after that, madam, you get to see that now any option like start now, anything like that. Just click on that now, start now, all right? Can you see that any option like start now?
Yes,
click on
yes.
Start now. Yes, just click on start now. Yes, can you see now close? Just click on closed.
Yes.
Just click on close.
Right.
Yes. Click on close again.
Right.
And just simply come back to normal home screen, like click on the home button on your mobile phone. All right. And just come back to home screen, normal home screen, and just open up Google on your mobile phone. Open up the Google. All right.
All right.
Open up Google. Okay.
Yes.
And just type over there on your Google Chrome search panel. Just tap on the search panel, and just type over there M as in Mary M.
Right.
Then Y as in yellow Y.
Right.
Then give a single space.
Sorry.
And then give a single space.
Space. Yeah.
Yes. Number one.
Yeah.
Then P as in Peter P.
P. Yeah.
Then give a single space.
Right.
Then can you see that now, madam, any suggestion over there on like my 1P address location, California, anything like that?
Yeah, I got 1P, my 1P country, my 1P.
Can you see that now, third option, like my 1P address location, California, third one?
Yeah. Yes, I see that one.
Just click on that now.
Right.
And once you click on that now, madam, you get to see that now your IP address details. Do you know that now? What is the IP, madam? Do you have any idea what is the meaning of IP address location, madam?
It says Mountain View, California.
Yes. What I'm telling you, madam, at the moment, we can just see that now our server, if somebody using your information at the moment without your any prime knowledge, and without your any authorization, they will be using your all of information for the illegal activities. All right. So that's why we're just calling you today right now and secure your everything. All right. So can you see that now your address, in your IP location? What location did you see that now? Like
Mountain View, California, U.S.
Yes, madam. And at the moment, you belong to Australia, right? But your IP location is showing like a Mountain View, California. That means, madam, somebody using your IP at the moment and somebody using your information for the Mountain View, California. All right. And can you see that now any like device type? What device type do you see that now? Like a mobile phone, computer, laptop? What device?
Mobile Android.
Mobile Android. That means they will be using the same thing like mobile Android. And can you see that now, madam? Like host name, like what host name did you see that now? Like Opera Mini, Mozilla Firefox, Safari, what kind of things? Host name?
Sorry?
Can you see that now? Host name, madam, like IP location, host name, proxy. Top of your screen, can you see that now? Like a host name. Like, what host name did you see that now?
Host name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And can you see the now call 66.249.66.214 in your IP address? And below that now anything like that, like any Mozilla Firefox, anything like that. What kind of website did you see that now?
I say call 66249.
Yes.
66214. Yes. Googlebot. Googlebot.com.
Oh, Oh my goodness, what did you say? Did you say that on googlebot.com, madam?
Yeah, that's what's underneath all those numbers.
Oh my goodness, madam, have you know that now, madam? At the moment, did you using, is it a Google Chrome, right? But you can just see that now, it's a googlebot.com. That means, madam, somebody using your information for the googlebot.com without any prime knowledge and without your any authorization. So, madam, don't worry about that. We're just a cancel everything, all right? And first of all, we are just a refund the money. So, madam, first confirm me, how do you check your any kind of a banking statement, madam? Like, do you do online banking, online shopping, anything like that on this mobile phone?
I do occasionally, but I haven't done it since I got my new card.
Okay. And do you do online banking on this mobile phone?
No, I don't do online banking.
Okay. No problem. And what bank did you deal with right now? Then we're just refund the money back to you, like Commonwealth, Westpac, St. George, anything like that?
Regional Australia Bank.
Australia Bank. And do you know how much balance over there in your account? Like more than 1,000, less than 1,000, anything like that? Any rough idea?
Sorry, what was that?
Do you know how much balance in your account, madam? Do you have any idea? Have you remember? Like more than 1,000, less than 1,000?
Oh, less than 1,000.
Less than 1,000. Okay, understand.
Yeah, I'm only a pensioner.
I understand that now. Like more than 500, right, madam?
Pardon?
More than 500?
No.
Okay, just hold on.
Probably less than 100.
Okay. Okay, madam. No problem. We're just to hang up the calls at the moment. All right. And we're just to secure everything right now. Don't need to worry about that. All right. And we're just to
okay,
the problem at the moment, madam. So, dear,
yeah.
You have to just take
okay,
care of yourself.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, just take yeah. care of yourself. Okay.
Yes, you too. And thank
nice.
You for that. Thank you for okay. notifying me about that.
Okay, and nice to talking to you, madam. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. You have a good afternoon.
Thank you, madam. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.